The China Free Trade Agreement has business and unions at loggerheads. At issue are the arrangements facilitating the employment of foreign workers on major projects. Business and unions are arguing over whether the new deal will mean Australia will be flooded with cheap labour from China.
It does remove the requirements to check the labour market, but it's only in certain skilled areas. So the comments from some people that this will mean a flood of Chinese labourers, you know, being paid less than Australian labour is simply not true, because you have to pay Australian terms, conditions, work, you know, wages.
No, it doesn't say that. I mean, you point to me where it says that. There is no statement that says workers working side by side with an Australian worker shall receive the same conditions and pay. That's nowhere in the agreement.
That's Michael O'Connor, Secretary of the CFMEU, and before him, Kate Carnell, CEO of the Australia Chamber of Commerce, speaking to us previously. Labor is backing the unions. Trade Minister Andrew Robb says that's xenophobic. To try and get to the bottom of this, James Carlton spoke with Dr. Joanna Howe, labour and migration law expert from the University of Adelaide. She's also a consultant for Harmer's Workplace Lawyers.
It's a complicated question, James, and I think that's why we're seeing different parties say different things. It is true that under the free trade agreement, Chinese workers have to be paid according to Australian law. So any Chinese project company that pays their workers less than the Australian minimum will be breaking labour laws. Nonetheless, what we know about these kinds of situations is that temporary workers are very vulnerable, and the types of workers that will be brought in through the Chinese-Australia Free Trade Agreement are going to be in very vulnerable situations, and it is highly likely that they will not be paid in accordance with Australian labour laws. And even more concerning, it's highly likely again that our authorities won't find out about it. The reason is because their migration status is tied to their employment status. So if the worker complains to, say, the Fair Work Ombudsman, they know that all the project company has to do is dismiss them and they'll get sent back home. They've got no rights in this country. This is different to a 457 visa holder who has 90 days to find a new job. This is different to working holiday makers whose employment status in the country is not tied to migration. They can move freely between jobs. So it is really concerning that the type of temporary worker that is set up through the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement is done through this investment facilitation arrangement, which is kind of this side deal that allows Chinese project companies to bring in Chinese workers who have very little awareness of their workplace rights, who have an active disincentive to complain to authorities, and they will, by their very nature, be isolated from the community and probably housed in cramped housing hosted by their employer. So they're not going to have the same kind of social ties and networks in order to be able to tell people that they're being paid less than what they're supposed to be.
But these workers, according to the agreement, will be highly skilled. Doesn't that make them less vulnerable?
It doesn't say that in the agreement that they're going to be highly skilled. That's not what it says. It says actually that concessions can be negotiated. So what that means is a Chinese project company can negotiate with the Department of Immigration through a secret contractual arrangement that will not be available to the public, and they will be able to negotiate a concession on skill. So at the moment, the 457 scheme is oriented towards highly skilled workers, but under the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, a concession can be negotiated so that semi-skilled or even low-skilled workers could be brought in. There's nothing in the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement that prevents that. So I completely refute the claim that they'll be protected by their skill level.
What about Chinese workers coming to take jobs in Australia, even when Australians are willing and able to do them and have the skills to do them? Is that possible?
It is possible under the Free Trade Agreement. I think the Abbott government should have done more to negotiate proper protection for Australian workers so that Australian workers have a preferential right to access the labour market.
Or indeed any right.
Well, exactly. Under this agreement, there's no requirement of labour market testing in order to get an IFA out for the project company. There is a subsequent requirement so that any employer that uses the IFA to access Chinese workers will have to show that they've tested the labour market. But I'll be honest with you, James, it's not an onerous requirement. Currently, the department's released policy guidelines to say that even just one Facebook ad suffices as testing the local labour market. So it's not onerously applied by the department, and it would be very easy for a Chinese company to say, yep, we've ticked that box, we've tried to test the local labour market, got no one, and therefore we're going to import Chinese workers.
But a Chinese company that's wanting to invest more than $150 million in Australia may have altruistic reasons for wanting to bring his own workforce, fluent Mandarin speakers with whom the company has a long-standing relationship and trust.
Absolutely. I don't want to cast any unfair aspersions on all Chinese employers or all Chinese project companies here. Certainly, just like there are good and bad Australian employers, there are good Australian employers who pay their wages correctly, there are also bad employers that don't do that within Australia. However, what we do know is this. If we look at this situation objectively, for a Chinese company to bring in Chinese workers, they're going to have increased costs around that, aren't they? They're going to have airfares and recruitment and accommodation costs that they wouldn't have if they employed Australians. So I think reading between the lines, given that there's actually increased costs at the outset for a Chinese company bringing in Chinese workers, there must be something in it for them in terms of why they want to bring in Chinese workers. And we know that the literature around temporary labour migration shows that often employers, like big employers, like to use temporary workers from overseas countries because they're less aware of their workplace rights. They're much less willing to complain about their conditions, and they're usually prepared to work for below the minimum wage because of the huge income differentials between Australia and a developing country. So, for example, a country like China, their wages are significantly different to ours. So a Chinese employer would know that they can pay that worker less, and they're still going to be reasonably happy with that pay packet, where in the same situation an Australian worker would legitimately complain.
But it would be still a breach. It would be unlawful.
It would be unlawful to pay below the minimum, but the incentives to voice concern about that by a Chinese worker or indeed by any temporary migrant worker, it's significantly less for that worker because they know that when they send that money back home, it's worth more than what it is in Australia.
That's Dr. Joanna Howe, a labour law and migration law expert from the University of Adelaide, speaking with James Carlton. And this whole issue of the work test within the FTA agreement with China will be a major issue at this weekend's labour conference.